You are now listening to the Steve Dace Island Podcast. Get ready for some tropical conversations and some refreshing guests. Now, here's Steve Dace.
Hey, what's going on, people? Woo! Steve Dace here. Girl, shut up. I'm trying to make an intro over here.
I don't know if you're supposed to join in or not. I apologize.
And you're interrupting me right now. I'm trying to make my intro. Can you give me like 5 seconds?
Can we start over?
No, we can't.
It's too late.
It's too late. We are live already. People are watching.
They're watching?
They're watching.
All right.
I got a feeling somebody's watching me. You never heard that song?
Am I supposed to be quiet now or am I supposed to answer?
I was asking you a question. Whoa, you already interrupted me.
I'm very unclear as to how this is supposed to go. Okay. It's my first radio show, everyone.
All right. Rewind. You're now listening to Steve Dace Island Podcast. Now, here's Steve Dace. Hey, what's going on, people? Steve Dace here in the building. Sorry about that technical difficulty thing that happened. I'm here in the island. Chilling, you know, and it's an island that only people that are my friends and are successful entertainers, actors, comedians, dancers, professional painters, whatever you guys do, it's the only way you can get into this island. And tonight we got a very special guest. I'm already kind of messed up because of this white wine. Seriously, you should have brought red. I'm just letting you know. That's my favorite. But, ladies and gentlemen, she's an amazing movie star now. She's a movie, big blockbuster movie actress. She's also a terrific, delightful comedian, both improviser and character actor as well. The one, the only, one of the people in the Groundlings ladder, Mrs. Lena. What's going on, Lena?
Hi, my last name's Dan Still as well.
Oh, you want me to say your last name?
Are we not supposed to? Again.
I mean, you can't. It's just, it's hard for me to spell your last name. That's why I didn't say it.
Okay, well, first of all, my deepest apologies for interrupting the intro to the radio show, like I said. Not, I'm a little unclear as to when I'm allowed to speak.
No, you're
time.
Allowed to speak now because okay, right, well. I already introduced you.
She introduced me as Miss Lena. Should I be just Lena? Should I just be one of those people that just goes by one name? I mean,
I don't know.
I kind of like the way it sounded.
That's why, because I don't know your stage name. Like, I don't know if you're going with your full name. If you know, you have your little
artistic
name. It's
gonna be Dan Still. I'm a little pissed that Lena Dunham is also a Lena D. Mm. But whatever. I have cellulite too, Lena Dunham. I could be her.
Lena Dunham.
I'm cellulite, and I'm not afraid to be on camera with it.
Hey,
so
you know what Lena Dunham does that you don't? Write.
Oh, Steve.
Burn.
That's right. We were just discussing this.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does. She goes for it.
I know.
Can we talk about the Lena that's here?
Yeah.
I don't know how we got on that Lena Dunham tangent. That's terrible.
Now you brought
my arch nemesis over
your
here.
Your arch nemesis. Have you actually met her?
No.
Would you like to meet her?
I think it'd be cool, a Lena face-off one of these days. Once I get some more gigs under my belt, I think a Lena versus Lena is going to
Yeah, you should do
happen.
It for like funnyordie.com
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, for sure. Lena D versus Lena D. Or just Lena versus Lena Dunham, since you are only calling me by my first name.
You
it's
can
like
do
a,
it.
It's like, I don't know, Cher or...
Cher or...
Retta.
Retta.
Right? One name only.
One name
Common.
Only. Prince.
There you go. We could go on all night.
Ludacris. Luda.
There you go.
So what's going on with this movie? Like, I was so excited when you told me about that. Like, oh, I'm doing this movie, you know.
Yeah,
and you're posting
be.
Pictures. I see on Instagram. I'll be liking them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You follow me on Instagram? You guys, Steve has 60,000 Instagram followers.
That is a lie. No, I think so.
It's a lie?
Well, by the time...
Is that what 60K is? K is 1,000, correct?
K?
Am I mistaken?
No, K means kilometers.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that means my Instagram has traveled
60 kilometers.
60 kilometers. Been around.
Yeah, so this movie, it's called 108 Stitches. It's a baseball romantic comedy.
Oh, wow.
I am the... Okay, so it takes place at...
How many times did you audition for it?
Just once.
Just once?
I actually...
You didn't have a callback or anything? Just straight up booking?
You know me. Oh. I straight up book.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's... through Psycho Rock Productions. It's one of the production companies that a guy that I swim coach with directs
for. Oh, I forgot to say that on your intro.
Intro was just all messed up, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. I messed it up because I was rehearsing that part, too. I'm like...
You were not. You didn't even know my last name. You didn't rehearse my intro.
I knew your last name. I got you on Facebook.
That's right. You do.
Yeah.
You just... I don't know. Am I supposed to be secretive on this pod? Like, am I not supposed to let people know my last name?
People,
is that bad?
People right now are listening to your voice. If they go on my website, they see a picture of you. And if they go on YouTube or watching it live right now on Ustream. Hi. How you doing, people?
We're live on Ustream.
And if we're live right now and people are watching, they're watching you right now. So it's not secretive. They know.
It's not secretive. This movie's coming out next spring. It's a baseball movie. So that it takes place at a college, and there's two sisters. They're the president's daughters, causing trouble, being slutty, drinking too much. That would be me.
Is it like a teenage movie?
What does that mean?
Like one of those, like you're in high school.
Yeah, but you're in college, so it's like I'm in the vein of American Pie, I guess you could say.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like that, and we're just like troublemakers, and.
Do you know where...
Slutty, you know, the huge.
You know where it's going to be distributed? Like, through... Like,
I don't know yet. I think... I don't know how that works. You know me. I'm still figuring all this stuff out.
Mm.
You don't know.
But they told you, like, for sure it's going to come out, like, on spring.
Assume? I mean, what would change that?
Oh, would change that?
Because I just did ADR. Okay. I just did ADR for them on their most current movie that they're... producing.
Yeah,
and that's set to come out in January, and that's schedule.
How was doing ADR for you?
ADR was
super cool.
It's crazy how that works. Yeah, right. Yeah. It's really cool.
Yeah.
So I came in, this girl that was supposed to she was in the movie, she's hooker number three is her name in the script. It's hooker number three.
She's
beautiful, tall, redheaded girl, this hooker in the movie. And I guess she wouldn't come in. She had like three lines of ADR to do.
Mm-hmm.
And she just didn't, or something came up, or I don't know why she didn't make it. But so they're like, Lena, will you come in and do her three lines? And I'm like, oh, yeah, of course. Like, I'm happy to help out. So I came in. And then after I did, you know, the three lines, it was really fun. They're like, well, actually... I think it would be better if you just covered her voice for the whole movie. So we sat there in the studio for literally like 12 or 13 hours, you know, matching up the lips, matching up everything. And I did all the lines for hooker number three. And it was a blast. It was really cool. But I mean, how is that even possible that they can do that?
It happens all the time.
That's what people were telling me. Yeah. They're like, no, like a lot of the movies you watch, they're not even really saying it.
Yeah.
So that's cool. So I get to be hooker number three without being hooker number three, which is
fun. I mean,
fun.
You kind of have to get an IMDb credit now for
no,
that.
No, I do. You know, my first two IMDb credits, you know what they are, right?
What?
Bathtub attendant number one and hooker number three. Those are my first two official credits.
Oh, you already got hooker number three.
Oh, yeah. Well, oh. That's her. Yeah. Hooker number three and bathtub attendant number one.
That's
I'm really
nice.
Going places
that's
on IMDb.
Nice. And have you figured out the stage name yet for your IMDb, or you left it? Is there somebody else that... Do you have a number two?
There is no number two. There's the one and only Lena Dansdale. I'm the only one in the world.
Oh, that's cool. I'm the only one Steve Dez. The rest, if they are, some are copies, okay?
That's right.
So don't follow fake accounts. Follow the one that has 60 kilometers on
60
Instagram.
60 kilometers of followers.
You know it. You know it.
That's crazy. But ADR was so cool. I can't believe... I guess... Oh, here's a fun fact that may or may not be true. I just hear things from people and I believe them as facts and don't, like, you know, do research about it.
You're gullible?
Care. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But this is allegedly what someone said to me. That in Goldfinger, the James Bond movie.
James Bond movie.
Goldfinger is the villain. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he won an Academy Award for that performance.
Yeah.
Apparently the whole thing is ADR. Because when they filmed it, they went back and they realized they couldn't use his dialogue because of his accent. Like, he had a really, really heavy accent.
Mm-hmm.
So someone re-recorded the whole thing. and it's like an Academy Award winning performance.
Hey,
isn't that wild?
But he acted though.
But I mean, it might not be true. Like I said, I just heard
I mean, but let's say it's true.
I mean, I think it is, but
let's say it's true.
We never know.
The words coming out of his mouth are not his, but he acted the shit out of it.
Right.
So
that's pretty sweet. ADR is crazy.
I know. He still had to say the lines no matter what. Now, they decided to erase it afterwards. Doesn't mean he didn't work at it.
Correct. It's
so I would still give him the Oscar. The only thing is like, hey, he fooled me. That's not. But that happens all the time in film, TV. Oh, my God. So yeah. Even big, like, I cannot tell you names right now because I honestly don't even remember. But I've heard of, like, millions of stories of, like, really, really famous people. Like, I'm not saying they particularly, but, like, Johnny Depp status, you know, Angelina Jolie status, those big of, like, stars, and they go through that. And, like, sometimes that's not
their. They have to come back and do it again, right? Like, they.
No. Somebody does their, like, ADR. You know, when they're, like, thinking or whatever it is. Like, sometimes not even them.
Because, like, yeah, they're like, I don't want to come back. Make Lena do it.
Like, gotta pay me more.
That bitch
or something.
Lena to come in and just ADR for hooker number three.
Do you think when you get a $1 million, what will be like the first thing you're gonna do with it?
Well, like the first thing that came to mind is super boring because I was thinking like pay my student.
No, but that's smart. That's smart.
No, but because it's terrible. I feel like I have so many bills. Like being an adult is the worst.
What do you went to college?
Everyone, Steve just said, what do you went to college?
No,
what do you went to college?
Rewind it,
we all heard that, right?
Rewind
we
it
all heard
and
it,
hear
Steve.
That I said where.
For sure.
Oh, my God. Criticizing
what
me now.
What do you went to college? Well, Steve.
That's why I can't do improv with you. I said banana. You see apple? What apple?
No. I went to college at the University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana. Acting school. I got my BFA in acting, which is really paying the bills now.
Oh, nice.
LOL. No, it's not.
Do you think you...
Worst degree ever to get.
Do you regret getting that degree?
No, because...
Has somebody asked you, like, in the business, being like, hey, do you have a degree?
No, no one gives a fuck, but...
To get this job.
I learned a lot at school. We'll just say that. I changed. I grew. Blah, blah, blah. You know, it was worth it. In terms of my life and my journey, it was worth it. But in terms of, like, paying bills and getting a pointless degree, it was stupid. And I'm mad at my 17-year-old self for having this dream. Like, screw you, Lena. Like, no, 17-year-old Lena, you don't want to be an actor. You want to be a wife of a surgeon is what you really want. You don't know that yet, but that's probably the better path. Just get your MRS and let's call it a day, you know? But no, here we are. Here we are in L.A., Steve.
But hey, you love it, though.
Here I am pouring more. For anyone watching this, I'm pouring more wine as I'm seeing.
Hey, pour me some, girl.
We need some more wine. We're actors. We can't handle it. Oh my God, this show goes for an hour and a half, and we are out of wine. This can't be good.
There's red wine.
I like red wine. We had this conversation.
I told you if you wanted me to bring it up, but I will bring it up in a bit when we're done with this one.
Shouldn't take long.
Yeah, but I want to say, were you a person that when you were back in high school, were you like a theater person? Or you just, when you were in college, you were like, you know what? I want to do this acting thing.
Yeah, halfway. I was a competitive swimmer. Okay. That, you know, the part of the intro you forgot.
You're going to be the next Ryan Lochte.
No, I want to marry the current Ryan Lochte is what I want.
The current? He's dumb
I
as
want
bricks.
Him to be my first husband. I think that we would be a
that
really good
dude,
pair.
Have
for
you seen that show?
Years.
He's dumb as hell.
It's perfect.
It's perfect.
That's
yeah,
exactly
perfect.
What I'm looking for. Someone with that body who is dumb as hell. I don't see what the problem is.
And he's
what's
really.
What's the issue?
The good
what
thing?
What is the issue?
He's from Gainesville. Florida.
Oh, Steve, come on. Florida?
That's where he's from.
Wait, why is that significant? I'm confused.
Because I studied in Gainesville, Florida.
That's right.
Yeah.
I remember that from the first day of Groundlings class. I'm like, who's this Florida kid?
That was the first time I really encountered racism. Like when I was up there.
Oh my God.
Where the KKK and the swamp people meet.
Florida rednecks. I mean, no offense to everyone from Florida. I have plenty of family in Florida.
Florida's fucking crazy. If you are listening to me and you live in Florida, fucking move right now. Get your ass out of there. That whole place is gonna sink. When I go by in a plane, I only see water. I see pools and I see lakes and I see water.
That's great. Water's the best.
Yeah. And then when I come in California, all I see is pollution.
Yeah. And rich people, you're either rich or you're destitute here. It's like one or the other.
Oh, you my. Can't be like I hate
middle class in California.
What I hate is Beverly Hills. I honestly don't like that place. I don't like it.
Why not?
I don't know. At least my first couple encounters when I went there, people were being really like assholes towards me, you know? And very stuck up, and then all with those Botox and crazy.
Yeah,
things.
Well, try working in Brentwood. It's like Beverly Hills. I feel like is just scratching the surface of like the California.
I don't even think I've been there.
Yeah. What Brentwood? Did you went there?
Brentwood.
What did you went there, Steve?
What?
Yeah. What did you went? Isn't that what you asked me? What did you went? There.
What
for?
What did I went there for?
The Beverly Hills.
To Beverly Hills? Because I had an agent there.
Ew, fancy.
But I don't have that agent anymore. Oh. My agent now is on West Hollywood.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now you got to move closer. You know, everyone, I'm not going to give you the exact location of where Steve lives.
Downtown Los Angeles.
But he lives like far away from everything. That's
it's
convenient
not far.
For me. It's inconvenient
it's
for
just
me,
you
Steve.
Don't travel. That's the thing. You,
that's, I do you, travel.
You stay in between like a 5 to 10 mile radius and you haven't that's, traveled 12 further.
I go to Santa Monica to babysit.
Oh, wow. Santa Monica.
And I go to Venice Beach to run.
It's the same distance. Same distance and same direction.
I'm trying to trick you. Okay, I go to Malibu to drink beer.
It's the same direction. It's the same freaking Pacific Coast Highway. It's the same street to go towards Malibu, Santa Monica, Venice. You're talking about the same places. Why don't you come to East LA? Have you been to Anaheim?
Because I can't. It's hot over here. I don't like being hot. And it's not close to anything.
It's close to New York. Look at downtown. It looks like New York.
It's close to Iowa, where I'm going this weekend. So.
Where are you going?
Iowa. Burlington.
You going to Iowa?
Burlington, Iowa. Yes.
My buddy goes to Iowa State.
Oh, that's not near.
Nah, that's in
Iowa.
Des Moines.
No, it's not.
That's where it is.
It's not in Des Moines.
Yeah, Iowa State.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Des Moines. That's
I don't know anything. It's fine.
I never been to Iowa, but he always tells me he's in Des Moines, Iowa. And that's where Iowa State is.
Okay, side note. My friend Eric got got the Des Moines skyline tattooed on his side.
Why?
This is a true story. Because he loves Des Moines. Apparently, that's where Iowa State is. He lived in Des Moines during his college years.
Have you ever even been to Des Moines?
I feel like I must have been because my dad is from Iowa. That's why I'm going there. But I don't know that I have. I know I've been to Iowa City, and that's where University of Iowa is, which is like a much better school, right?
I don't know.
The Hawkeyes? Yeah. I think so. And yeah, he got the Des Moines skyline tattooed on his body forever.
Do you have any tattoos?
I do not.
You know?
I've dated lots of guys with really shitty, stupid tattoos, though.
Really?
Really bad.
Tell me like the worst one.
Okay, well, there's so many.
The worst.
Oh,
there
God.
Has to be one, like your number one, like you're like, what the fuck is that?
Okay, there's two. Can I just do the top two then?
Okay, top two.
Okay, the top two was like when I was 22, I dated a guy who was 35. So a grown man. Okay?
You were 30. He was 35 and you were what?
22. I know, it's shameful. It's so embarrassing. It was terrible. It was like the worst
well,
thing ever.
Nah, okay, go
okay,
ahead.
So what were you going to say?
No, because I talked about in a previous podcast where somebody asked me like, when did I lose my virginity? I think it was Jonathan. And I said I was 14 and the girl I lost my virginity to was 22.
Oh my gosh. Isn't that like illegal? I'm pretty positive it's illegal.
That's illegal? I mean, I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah.
And the thing, you know what's funny? I didn't know her. She didn't know me.
What?
It was all arranged by like my neighbor.
Who are you? This is weird as hell.
I know.
So weird, everyone.
It's super weird. It's just because, like, I'm not a girl in the sense of, like, I didn't want to wait for the perfect person or something.
You were 14.
I know. And I was horny as hell back in that day.
Oh, my God. When I was 14, I was, like, eating entire boxes of Girl Scout cookies and, like, writing in my journal.
Don't lie to me.
I was not having sex with anyone. I promise you that.
Oh, okay. But you were thinking about it, at least kissing boys. Oh, my God. Or kissing boys or something.
Oh, my God.
The first time I kissed somebody, I was in kindergarten. And it was hard.
Was it arranged? Was the other person in eighth grade and arranged by your neighbor as well?
She was also in kindergarten. And we were together for 2 years.
What?
Yeah. And her family knew my family.
You know what? I think I was scarred in kindergarten by Jason Petty. Yes. Jason Petty, if you're listening, you scarred me in kindergarten because... Okay, so I used to have a huge crush on Jason Petty in kindergarten. Mm-hmm. And I remember I wrote him this Valentine that said... And, like, I specifically picked out one for him
you
that said...
You wrote in kindergarten?
No. Like, it was, like, those prepackaged Valentines that you buy at the store.
I was going to say, I didn't write
But
anything.
I knew I liked him, so I sent him one that said, kiss, 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 with lips on it. And I remember, like, we're in, like, kindergarten circle or whatever, and he was, like... He stands up, and, like, in front of the whole class, he's like, Lena... Kiss, kiss, kiss. And I was like, oh, my God. I was so mortified. And then at the aquarium, I don't know why we're talking about this. Like, we went on a field trip to the aquarium. And he was like, are you mad at me? And I was like, I can't believe you would say kiss, kiss, kiss in front of the entire kindergarten circle. And from then on, Steve, I haven't been able to love.
So.
That's right.
If you're listening and you need and you have some love to give,
or if you're a therapist,
go to www.facebook.com/MissLena. And
it's not Miss Lena. It's not my name.
That's your new name.
Lena Dan Still, for sure.
You're going to be Miss Lena. That's how I'm going to title this episode.
Miss Lena. No. Wow.
No, I'm not. Greta. I'm totally good. You have to do it. Miss Lena. It's, you know, it sticks.
Miss Lena. How about Coach Lena? That's, like, really my other
Coach
name.
Lena?
Yeah.
But imagine, like, imagine you, like, doing a big blockbuster movie with, like, you know, Brad Pitt or something. And then the credits
Miss
roll.
I think Miss Lena sounds like I'm someone's, like, I don't know, maid that wears, like, a cap and, like, apron. Miss Lena?
But imagine that, Coach Lena. Like, that sounds butchy.
No. Well, it's very butchy, first of all. And second of all... I'm not seriously going to...
If anything, Emily should have Coach Emily.
You hear that, Emily?
Yeah,
you're Emily. Coach Emily, apparently.
You're Coach Emily now. I want Emily to do the podcast, too. But I wanted you first.
Emily.
Because I knew you were going to be more fun in the sense you were going to be like, oh my God.
Oh, Emily, you hear
this
that?
Experience. And this. No, I'm not saying
I know,
that
I
way.
I'm just playing. Emily and I... God, wait. Okay, so I told you I would tell you my story.
Oh, yeah, tell
slap
me.
Your slap me story. Okay, so Steve's like, I slap people on the show, and I'm like, I hope you don't slap me. But speaking of slapping.
That was the day you told me about in Snapchat, right?
Oh, yeah. I did send a lot of Snapchats that night, didn't I?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Steve, I'm surprised he didn't slap me for ruining his intro, because he was obviously very upset about that. But we're at this bar, Emily and I. We always go to this bar, Busby's. It's Busby's West, I believe. And, like, it's, like, super weird, and there's always, like, the weirdest crowd. But we're, like, kind of into it.
Why do you even go?
Because we're kind of into it. We kind of like it, I think. And there's always, like, something that happens there. Like, something always goes down. Like, this particular night, we're super bored for a while, and we just keep drinking, obviously. And this guy starts, like, two guys start talking to us. And the guy that's talking to me is, like, tall and, like, dorky and has braces. And I'm not knocking people with braces because I've had braces twice and I wear my retainers every night. And I had braces in college, which was like traumatizing. Like full braces in college for like most of college. Like this one guy wouldn't let me into a bar one time because he said I wasn't 21 because I had braces. Like, you know, I've been through my share of braces trauma. But he had braces and was being like really lame. And so, you know, like to give guys a hint, I feel like. You know, I was, like, on my phone like this, kind of as he's talking to me after a while. And I start, like, kind of ignoring him. You know, like, most guys would, like, take the hint. Okay, she's not really interested. Move on.
Yeah, but
whatever.
he was a nerdy guy.
He was a nerd with braces who was, like, very, very, I don't know, aggressive with me. And
he's really aggressive. He's texting you, like, crazy right now. Your phone is just going off. He's like, where the fuck you at? I'm here with my braces. They need to get moist.
He goes, so I start being on my phone and he goes, you know, I don't know what, why you even came to the bar. You came to the bar to be social, and you're just on your phone the whole time. And I'm like, whoa, buddy. First of all, like, who are, like, you don't get to, like, lecture me. Like, you're not my dad. Like, don't tell me how to act in public. Second of all, I go, maybe I'm on my phone because I don't want to talk to you.
And you don't know this dude.
No. I'm like, who the hell are you? So I'm like, maybe I just don't want to talk to you. And he's like, oh, well, what? I mean, you're a bitch. And I was like, what did you just say? And, like, I knew. And, like, I wasn't that mad because he was like, he's a loser with braces. Like, am I really going to be super offended that he called me a bitch?
But still,
but,
why?
Like, you don't say that to girls. Yeah. Like, you gotta,
especially,
like,
somebody you
act.
Don't know.
And I was like, excuse me, what did you say? He's like, oh, I don't know. No, nothing. And I go, no. What did you say? And he's like, oh, I didn't say. I'm like, did you call me a bitch? He's like, well, yeah, you're kind of acting like, I said you're kind of acting like a bitch. And so I just slapped him in his stupid braces face because
Did you slap him, like, real hard?
No,
just gave me, like,
I gave him a wimpy slap.
Oh, that's,
it wasn't even that,
that's
good.
That's stupid, though.
I know, but then
That's just a waste of slap. That's the moment when you have to, like, imagine,
Steve,
like,
if it was, like, someone who is so a loser, would you really give it to him?
But, I mean, if you're already thinking about slapping, that's the moment. It's only one moment in life you have.
I disagree.
It's like Eminem.
Like,
it's like you gotta lose yourself to the music the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot. You blew it.
What do you mean? I kind of shoved his face a little after that. I was like, get out of my face.
Oh, wow. Did you fake pushy, like a little wussy one as well?
You can ask Emily when she's on the show. You can ask her about it. So then we pieced out of there. Emily was like, we're leaving.
Emily's going to be like, oh, yeah, Lena got slapped. She's going to change the story.
Yeah, she's wearing her retainers. So then we go and partied with her friend some more. And then I, like, don't really remember the details, but, like, all of a sudden we're in a black Escalade with a driver. And, like, we're at McDonald's. You know, like, that's, like, the next thing I remember. And I was like, oh, my God. All my dreams are coming true. I'm in a black Escalade at McDonald's with a driver, and I'm gonna have about to have, you know, a number three. That's all I've ever wanted. We just have, like, crazy, I don't know, we have some crazy, crazy nights together, Emily and I. It's pretty crazy.
You guys are lesbo for each other.
I wouldn't go that far necessarily. I mean, maybe Emily's lesbo for me.
Maybe, you think so?
Maybe you can ask her when she's on the show.
No, but she likes guys.
She does.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm pretty irresistible, though, Steve.
Does she flip? She doesn't have a...
I feel like I can't talk about Emily without her being here to defend herself.
She's going
to
be here anyway. She's going to talk about you. You guys just talk about each other every day. You're like, oh, Emily. Oh, Lena. Oh, my God. Let's sleep together.
Stop! What if my mom hears this? She's gonna be very upset.
Every other Snapchat is you and Emily.
It's not that I send you. Okay, well, here's the thing, though.
It's either you partying, you're going like partying, and then the next one is me and Emily in a car. Me and Emily at the bar. Me and Emily got kicked out.
That happened once too. Yeah. Wait. No. Okay. Because I'm selective. Like, I'm not gonna send you Snapchats about things you don't care about. But I know you know Emily. So I'm going to send you the ones that...
I send you things I'm pretty sure you don't care about.
No, I find it interesting. I mean, you lead an interesting life. Like, what are you up to right now?
Yeah, but I don't send you really I'm in... Well, yeah, sometimes.
You for sure do. Like, I'm in,
yeah,
because
I did the red carpet thing.
I'm at my movie that I'm doing.
Yeah, but
most
of the time it's just pointless, stupid things.
But it's... I don't know. I feel like... I don't know. If I'm sending you pictures of me and a different friend that you don't know, you're going to be like, okay.
Yeah.
You know? Like, so I feel like when I'm with Emily, I can send them to you. That's why you get all Emily Snapchats.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't hang out with anyone else from class.
You know who I saw from class?
Who?
Charlie.
How's he doing?
He's doing great. Super gay, super friendly. And with his boyfriend. I saw his boyfriend. It's cute.
Oh.
I'm gonna fuck him.
Nah. Are you? Yeah. Are you gay? The next question that everyone
wants
to know.
I'm not gay. I'm in a steady relationship.
Yeah, you are.
I'm happy.
Who are you in a steady relationship with?
Same girl. We worked it out. Everything went cool. And yeah, awesome. We're going for...
Does she live out here with no one as well? Out far away from everything that's going on out here in the...
No, she lives here.
Like in downtown LA where no one lives?
Oh, no. That's... Oh, my God. She lives in Hollywood, but you're like...
Okay, that's much better. It's much more convenient. I don't know why you live out here. It must be... Unless it's like $200 a month, I don't see...
No, it's not $200 a month.
Right, so I don't see the point.
But it's more affordable, I can tell you that much. Because compared to your place...
My place is not that expensive. I'll just tell you what really? I pay. I don't care. I pay $700.
$700?
Yeah.
I pay less than you.
Well, yeah, of course, because you live out here where there's nothing. Like, but $700's not that bad, right?
It's not bad. And that's including everything? Like utilities?
No. Oh, maybe pay separate? Well, we don't have cable anymore because we can't afford it. If anyone wants to buy us cable...
I don't have cable either. I only have like the regular channel.
But you have this giant TV.
Yeah, but I put Netflix on it.
Yeah, I steal my friend's Netflix.
I pay my own Netflix.
Thanks, Kristen, for the Netflix.
I started paying my own Netflix. I didn't want to pay my own Netflix, honestly. But I started paying my own Netflix because I got tired of my friends being dicks and going like, yeah, I have my Netflix account, and then shutting it down.
They shut it down?
Yeah.
Like, you do that? Don't say that if Kristen's listening. Kristen, they'll never shut it down. We can simultaneously both watch.
No, listen. If you got a Netflix account like I do, which you all should have, it's only $8. It's not that expensive. So
a month?
A month.
Oh.
It's only $8, and you get all that unlimited stream. Unless you want like the DVDs and stuff. I don't want that shit. And that's probably like $10 or $12 a month, and you get DVDs like sent to your. Because sometimes movies are not in the streaming, and you want to see like Austin Powers or something, you can just order it and you get it for free. But you have to pay a little bit more. I just pay $8 and get the instant one. But a lot of my friends were just going to the computer and going to Netflix.com and seeing, like, there you can see all the devices that are connected to that account. And there you can, like, go, like, fuck this guy, fuck this one.
Oh, yeah.
Because right now it has, Netflix doesn't really have a control in the sense of, like, if I have a Netflix and I give it to everybody in the world, everybody can have my Netflix account. And everybody will be watching Netflix for free. Like, they don't have, like, a limited amount of users right now. So, but some of my friends are assholes and they just went like, fuck you, Steve. And they'll be like, give me an account back. And they will give me an account back and they will do it again. And it was just like that all the time.
I hope that doesn't happen to me. I don't have $8 a month to
I pay a lot. But I pay a lot of $8 a month. I pay Spotify too.
Oh, see, I don't care about that. I listen to country music, so, right?
So, oh, yeah. But that's all you listen to?
I can just listen to Billy Ray Cyrus all day.
Does Emily listen to...
Yeah, she does listen to country. Actually, she's like the only other person out here that I found that listens to country.
What? That's crazy.
I know.
I would have thought she was like more like punk rock or...
Or like trying to be cool and listen to like something cool.
Something cool? What's something cool?
I don't even know because I'm not cool enough to like know what you cool people listen to. But I know... Okay, at least give me this.
You have to listen to something else. You cannot
I do. I listen to everything. And I'm not lying when I say that. Like, I like all types of music.
Okay, but tell me, talk specifics.
Okay,
like, tell
so
me
here's, like, my favorite
artists,
bands.
Tell
so
me
like,
songs, tell me
you.
Genres. Yeah.
Okay, my favorite bands are Queen.
I love Queen.
Dixie Chicks.
Fuck that.
CCR.
I don't know.
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
No, I don't know them. Probably the
Come
songs,
on.
But not the name
CCR.
Of the artist.
CCR. I don't know.
I don't know CCR. I honestly don't know.
Okay, Garth Brooks. Classic. You at least got to recognize that he's a classic country singer.
I don't know.
Kenny Chesney.
I don't know. This is gibberish to me. I don't listen to country. I don't listen to country, honestly. I told you, the most I know is Blake Shelton, and I don't know his songs. I just know him.
From The Voice.
And Don't Break My Heart, My Achy Breaky Heart, and Dolly Parton.
She's great. I like,
have
I really
been,
listen
have you been
to
her park? She has a park.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
I like that she's very,
that's
like...
crazy. Like...
She's cool. She's
I'm
like
so
her own
famous,
enterprise.
I got my own fucking theme park.
And she's very open. I think it's great because she's very open about, like, her plastic surgery. She's like, when I was little, like, all I wanted was to be, like, a blonde with huge boobs.
I mean,
so
you
I
can
did
tell.
It.
You can totally tell.
Well, you can tell, but, like, I like that she, like, speaks out
this,
about it.
Because even up
she's
to
like,
this day...
She's like, oh, yeah, who cares? Like,
up to this day, Dolly Parton can go to, like, young guys and be like, hey... Want to go to a motel with me?
Really?
And
you're
going
to go to the hotel or the motel, excuse me, with Dolly Parton?
I would.
If she gave her me a check. Rock hard boobs. Feel up her rock hard boobs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure
it in
they're
there.
Like hard as rocks for some reason. I just bet. Feel like they are.
I bet. I bet like when you suck on them, just milk powder comes out.
Gross.
Because so it's expired.
Is that what happened when you dated a 22-year-old and you were in kindergarten?
Sorta.
It was like milk powder for you at that time? Because you were like just off breastfeeding anyways.
Pretty much. I just stopped using my pacifier by that time. I gave it up for the titty. I gave it up for the titty, people. I just went. I got born. I suck on my mom's titties.
I got born, yeah.
And I suck on my mom's titties. And then they gave me a pacifier. And then I left it when I encountered my first arranged titty. And that's how it is.
That's up to this day.
Right now, if you're not watching me, I'm currently sucking on a fake titty right now. Nibble, nibble, nibble.
Can people tell that you're not?
Yeah, people can tell. I wouldn't be able to talk if I'm sucking on a titty. I'll be like,
I'm like sucking on these box of apple.
That's
this
a
giant
huge,
size.
It's huge. That apple. That's a huge Apple Jack, like breakfast.
I know
thing.
It's very heavy.
It says value size. That's what makes me laugh.
So the only reason I'm not eating these currently is because you could probably hear the crunching in the mic. So I'm just going to like do you all a favor and not do it. But it's like taking a lot of willpower, first of all. And second of all.
I'm going to make pizza. I told you I'm going to make pizzas.
Oh, I can't wait to eat these pizzas.
Yeah. I'm making the oven. Like real ballers do.
All right. And we're out of wine, by the way.
Oh, yeah. That's correct.
But this box of Apple Jacks is very large. It'll probably last me at least a day.
I had a
minimum.
Wow, where do you get it so huge?
Okay, I stopped at the liquor store by your house, and I was, like, starving, and I told you this.
They
I
just
like,
sell that? Like
they just sell these giant boxes of everything. I'm like, that looks good as hell.
I just want the box. Just give me the box.
Yeah.
I would even said that. Just give me the. I just need the box. It's just too hilarious.
Yeah.
It's big cinnamony.
Yeah.
Do you like cinnamon? Do you like Cinnabons?
Of course I do. I mean, I try not to, like, eat Cinnabons.
I love Cinnabons.
You actively eat Cinnabons though?
I do.
See, if I'm gonna like do stuff like that, it's at McDonald's. Like that's where I go
McDonald's,
to town.
McDonald's? You know, I'm trying to stop eating McDonald's now.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Because it's horrible. That's fake. Everything there is fake.
It's so good though.
It's all like engineered to give you cancer.
McDonald's,
yeah,
it's
like you have a ticking time bomb in your body. Once you reach 899 portions of McDonald's, you get cancer.
Well, I should have like five types of cancer by now. Then
you should.
I probably do. I for sure probably have melanoma from being outside all the time. Well, McDonald's
yeah, you
is
like
my
tanning
jam.
A lot too, right?
No, I don't like tanning. I'm a swim coach, so I'm out on the pool deck all day. I haven't laid out since I
yeah,
can't
but
remember
still, if you go to the
out.
Beach, you like going like, oh, let me tan for a second.
No, not anymore because now I'm in the sun all day, so like being in the sun isn't even that fun. You
but
know?
I'm saying you used to be that type of girl, though.
Yeah, I mean, I would
have you
gotten
a spray tan before?
No.
Okay.
No.
I thought it was that extreme.
Yeah.
I've been
like, why are you
bed?
Like painting me at that kind of person?
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure you out, you know?
No,
and since you're tanned.
Because I literally am outside all day long.
I know. But even lifeguards and stuff, they have little tents and things.
Yeah, well, I'm not a lifeguard.
You're just a swim coach?
Yes.
So that means.
I mean, I was a lifeguard at one point when I was 16.
Oh, you grew out of it. That's what you're saying. You moved on.
I'm way too cool to be a lifeguard now, obviously.
That's like saying I'm a janitor at a school, you know? I'm not the teacher. I'm a janitor. I got to start it from the bottom. Now we're here. That's your story, basically.
So you're comparing lifeguards to janitors and swim coaches.
That's what
teachers.
You're saying, basically. The way you said, I'm not. I was 16 when I was.
Well, you're acting like I sit under an umbrella as a lifeguard, like watching a pool.
I mean, that's what they do all the time.
Yeah, but like,
it's not like real trouble.
What part
it's
of
like,
swim coach gives you sitting under umbrella?
Like when I was in Puerto Rico, I was like, why do we have firemen? I never seen a fire happen or anything like, you know, to that degree. Or if any fire I've seen is a fire that somebody's lighting up a blunt or something like that in Puerto Rico. But over here, I see the purpose of a fireman because there's a lot of fires out here. But it's the same thing with lifeguards. It's like I see a lot of lifeguards and they're just chilling. They're just chilling, watching people doing
they
nothing.
They are, but in the event of an emergency, you want a lifeguard there.
That happens once in, like, how many months?
So you're going to take that risk?
No, I'm not saying get rid of the lifeguards. I'm just saying most of the time, they ain't doing shit. <It's>
like, you're just, right, but it's
they're
actually,
just they're racking up the hours.
Let me speak out for lifeguards everywhere.
And
really
probably
quickly.
Thinking of what they're going to eat tonight.
Let me just tell you something. Doing nothing is way harder than you think. Because like when you're given an activity
it is.
Or like a purpose, an intention, it's, you know, you're focused on that and it makes the time go by faster, obviously.
Especially watching
when
people
when you're sitting
swimming.
There for like, you know, 6 hours with nothing to do, it gets to you, you know? It takes a pretty strong mind to not go crazy. Because you are thinking about dinner. I mean, I'm always thinking about dinner, like, no matter. I'm thinking about dinner tomorrow now.
That's the first thing you think about?
Food.
Really?
Absolutely. Think about these Apple Jacks right now. I can't get them out of my head.
I always think about connecting with people. I'm like, what is this person doing? I'm like...
what? I'm thinking about
I love my friends. I love my friends.
I'm thinking about connecting with people.
I care about my friends.
Think about and connecting with a Angus Deluxe.
Look at
McDonald's.
You.
McDonald's.
McDonald's. You're like sponsored by McDonald's.
I know.
You should get a McDonald's tattoo.
You should pay me to do this.
That should be your first tattoo, McDonald's M.
I don't know if I'm getting a tattoo. I've been scarred by these men with my life. For the tattoos.
I mean, but you get the lame ones. You get the ones with like penis, like, you know, tattooed on their arms.
People have penis tattooed on their arms?
I mean, you said
who
that,
are your friends?
I mean, I'm saying your
obviously
friends.
Your
I'm
friends just, are people that set you up. When you're 14 with a 22-year-old to have sex with someone you've never spoken with
you
before.
Meet,
so
know,
I'm sure they do have penis.
You should meet that guy. You should meet that guy. He's coming. Hopefully he's coming next year. And he's going to be
I don't know if that's a good idea.
No, that he's guy
crazy
is freaking cool.
He's freaking cool. The one that one
amazing.
That enabled a 22-year-old to... Yeah.
He's a model.
What is that even called?
He's a model for like... guests and like Michael Kors and Gap.
Allowed
and
child rape to occur.
That's not child rape.
I'm pretty sure.
I was willing.
You're only allowed to be willing if you're 17 and over, I'm pretty sure. In the state of Illinois, I mean, California, everyone does whatever they want.
Didn't you hear about that little girl that got pregnant like at 13 or 12 or something?
That could have been you.
That could have been me. But I wrapped that shit up. I'm not stupid.
No, I didn't hear about her. That sucks, though.
That sucks.
That really sucks. That's like my worst nightmare.
It's because of those shows like Teen Mom and things like that. It's like people want to be cool. They're like, I want to get pregnant.
Yes and no, but like it's not cool to be pregnant. Like, it's horrible.
But those shows make it seem like it's cool.
Really? Those rednecks who are pregnant and screaming?
I mean, kids watch it. Kids watch it. That's why they keep pulling seasons and seasons
over. Really? Because it doesn't look very glamorous to me. They're like screaming at their parents. They have no money.
Yeah.
There's always like some dog chewing up a pillow. It doesn't look like a good time.
You know, every kid wants to be on TV. You know, every kid wants to be on TV. And once they watch that, they're like, okay, I need to get somebody pregnant so I can be on TV like that. Because when I was a kid, I was trying to be a maid. And I never made it.
What did you try to do?
Honestly thought that show was freaking cool.
You should have been make me a maid star. That's what you should have asked them.
A maid star?
Like you should have made like you know the only thing you wanted was to be on the show because you know how they like bring a coach in and stuff.
Yeah, but that's
you
what
you should have asked to be like coached to be on maid.
No, I wanted. Honestly, this I'm going to be extremely honest. The first time I thought about it many times. I want to be on maid, like different things. But the first time I thought about it is like, I want to become an act. Because I was so good in Puerto Rico. And, you know, by that time I was really cocky with my acting. Because I was like basically the only actor of the whole freaking island.
That's crazy.
Like I got many awards, like best play that I wrote. I got best actor, like from the whole entire island of Puerto Rico.
Were you the only person like writing plays?
No, other kids were doing it, but I always got the prizes.
Okay.
You know, I always was like getting recognized for stuff. And I already was getting like all that cocky, you know, like, oh, I'm the shit, you know. So I want to be made into an actor. So a coach will come, and then MTV will see how amazing I will play
it.
You had
it all planned out.
Yeah, I had it all planned out. I was like, I'm gonna play the worst actor ever, and then I'm gonna showcase my skills.
I'm gonna have to really try.
And
I'm
gonna get my agent out of there, and everything. Everything's gonna be perfect, and that's what I wanted. But then I said, no. What about if I just get made into something out of the blue? Like I want to become a rock star. Or, you know, I don't know. I want to be made into a detective. I don't know, something crazy. Because then we hired a coach.
A detective. Yeah. That's so funny.
And then cameras will be following me and I will have a coach. It will be all cool. But it never happened. So I got disappointed.
Did you apply?
I applied. I sent videotape, everything.
Oh my
I did
God.
The whole
He's
thing.
Such a go-getter. Steve does, everyone. Such
I
a
did.
Go-getter.
I recorded myself. I did the whole, like, I had to, like, do a 20-question, like, answer video thing. I did that. Like, I stood up and I slayed it. And,
oh,
like,
my God.
I showed
so
my
adorable.
Sides. I did all of that.
The only thing I ever did like that as a kid is my mom made me be in her video to apply to Oprah. To like for Oprah to like make her like remodel our kitchen. And so like I'm in this video, I'm like in seventh grade and like I'm like showing Oprah our kitchen in this video.
You're
and
like,
I'm like
Oprah,
see
I'm
like Chicago accent is like really having like see the drawer's barely open. Look, the dishwasher barely works. It's really small in here. It's like me just like this fat seventh grader just like totally.
Did they ever do anything?
No, Oprah didn't care about our kitchen. That's like the only time I'm on film though.
I honestly think childhood. They're all paid people like most of the time too.
Really?
I think so because like a friend of mine, I was in UCB like taking, I think it was 301 or whatever and improv and like my friend was like, hey, Steve. You will be perfect for this thing that my friend's doing. And I'm like, what? He's like, she's going to a Steve Harvey show. And she's like trying to look for a date or whatever. And you can talk to her and you guys can go and you guys get flown to Chicago and do the show and whatever and stay in a hotel. And I'm like, oh, cool. I'll probably do it. And then I was like, nah, that guy's kind of kooky. But... But still, but like, you know, he told me like, oh, I should do it. And in the show, they make it seem like they never met the person before.
Oh,
like
yeah,
that,
yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, a friend of mine went on like Judge Judy or something. Or like they were like, they pay him to like come out and like to be like even like the friend of like the defense.
See,
you know, like, yeah.
I would never do a court show. Yeah. Fuck that.
Why? I think it'd be so much fun.
There's a court show.
You get like $75 and you like go up there like, oh, no. She sat. Like you get,
But that's the ones here. There's one that can fly me. It's in Spanish. It's for Telemundo. It's called Caso Cerrado, which is case closed in Spanish. And they will fly me from here to Miami and give me like $200-$300. I stay in a hotel. I stay in Miami for like 3 days and I shoot the show and I come back. I can make a weekend out of that and it will be awesome. But the thing is, you don't know the case in those shows. You don't know the case really until you're there. And once you're there, especially if they fly you, you're there.
Like
so you're fucked.
Stuck. Yeah.
And most of my friends that have done that specific show, they always get molesters. And people and people think they're real. And they get like mass Facebook messages and from people saying like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you like kids like that. Like and things like and people think it's real and it's fake, you know? And it's like it kind of
terrible.
You know,
it's weird.
You know, it looks weird, you know. I mean, I'm pretty sure if I'm one of those shows and my friends see me, some of the really dumb ones would be like, oh, I'm sorry. But most of them are going to be like, it's acting. But still, I wouldn't do it. It's just, I don't know. I don't want to.
I would never be like, yeah, on a child molesting court case.
Yeah, but if they fly to Miami, what are you going to do?
I'm going
to
be like, I don't feel like doing this.
Yeah, but they're
going
to be, no, you have to do it.
Or what? Are they going to like, I mean, I don't know. Like,
they're going to be like, well, you're stranded here. We're not going to pay you to fly back.
Well, I know people in Florida like Steve. So I could just be like, hey, I'm heading to Gainesville to meet up with Ryan Lochte. We're set.
Let's shoot.
He's
going
to fall in love with me the second he meets me.
Let's shoot some black
obviously.
People. there was a girl. I said this story before, but there was a girl in Lake City that's like up north Gainesville. And that's like redneck country, like Lake City. And like that girl was really white and she had like red hair. She was like really sexy. And she was like cheerleader and she was also a power lifter. So she was built. Yeah, not she didn't have like big guns, but you can tell that she does something, okay. You know. And anyway, she was in my acting class, and the first day of class, I made friends with this guy named Nathan, and I'm like, I'm gonna fuck that girl. Like, I don't care what it takes me, but I'm gonna fuck that girl. After that was first semester. I think it was like second or third semester. That's when I hooked up with her. Like, I picked her up. I worked at a movie theater by the time. I went to the movies. Then I say, what do you want to do? And she's like, oh, what do you want to do? And I was like, okay, let's go back home and have some drinks or whatever. And we went, and we had a couple of drinks and whatever, and we ended up, like, having sex. And she told me, if my dad finds out, he's going to kill you because I'm black, basically. I'm like, oh, my God. That I forgot she's from Lake City. Like, they shoot black people. Like, no joke. Like, it's crazy up there. I had a friend of mine.
Well, that's where the whole Trayvon Martin thing happened, was Florida, obviously.
Florida, but what part, though? You remember?
I don't remember, but I just know, like, everybody, because the jury was all women, which was, like, really surprising.
It's Florida. Florida's Florida.
Right, but everybody's like, it doesn't matter if they were women.
Dude, when I was in Gainesville, I was like, I'm in this little ass town. Nothing happens.
It's crazy that you felt that much race. I mean, I don't know.
I'm telling you, a friend of mine went to a restaurant with his mom. Both are black. And they went, we don't sit black people here. Like, straight up to their face. Like, and I know that dude. He would have smacked the fuck out of her. But he said the racism was so much that he just wanted to cry, you know? Like, and I'm like, whoa, we're in the 21st century and this is happening. This is insane.
That's what, yeah, I grew up in such a white town that I've just been like totally whitewashed. Like, in terms of like not realizing that racism still exists. Like, I'm not racist.
Look at the whole Trayvon thing.
I know, but growing up in just like a town where there was like three black people, I was never racist. I'm like, oh, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, because you weren't them.
Because I wasn't. Yeah, right. Well, no. And I don't think it's a racist town.
But actually. I mean, if you know, oh, they were only three and four, you know, if you know the number.
No, there was more.
You
than
know
that.
They encounter racism every day.
I don't know. I don't think so. I feel like it was so like.
White people go up to them and be like, hey, what's up, my nigga? Hey.
No, but it was such a religious town, too. So, like, it was like. In that way,
a religious, like,
not,
like a Christian town.
Yeah, we actually were in the Guinness Book of World Records for most churches per square mile for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who beat you?
I'm not sure, actually, but we are no longer the record holder. But there is a lot of churches, so it's like a very welcoming place. Mm. It's a very like, but just like happens to be very like white. Mm. So it wasn't until I like moved out of that town that I realized like racism. I'm like, why are people worried about racism? Like, there's no racism, but it's like, no, like, if you actually like go out of this town, people, you know, are ignorant and stupid, and you know,
there's like tons of racism, dude. So much,
right? I know, but you know,
even I caught myself too being a racist.
Oh my god, all the time, yeah.
Well, a little bit. I was like, because I was being racist towards Asians mainly. Like, I was really being racist. Because I was like, in Universal Studios in Hollywood. I'm like, there's a lot of fucking Asians, like, here. And I'm like, oh, my God, that was racist. I'm like.
By saying there's a lot of Asians somewhere?
Like, no, because I was getting.
Like, there's a lot of Asians in China. Like, am I racist?
Yeah, but
saying that?
That's the thing. It's just, I had a big fear. I don't know why. First of being with big crowds, but specifically being with a bunch of Asian people. So even a friend of mine told me, hey, you want to go to Japan? And I'm like, I don't think I'm going to do that. Like, nah.
Well, I've heard Japan's crowded. I feel like I would just get, like, claustrophobic if I was in Japan.
I think what changed my perspective was that whole NBC show I did, since I won with a Korean guy.
What NBC show?
Oh, you didn't know about that?
Oh, no.
No. Okay.
Tell me about it, Steve.
So I did a game show for NBC.
What's it called?
It's called Take It All. It's hosted by Howie Mandel.
Okay. Who's like afraid of germs, I hear.
Yeah, but he hugged me.
He did?
Yeah, he hugs now.
He must think you're very clean. And that's a compliment.
No, but at least the rules I got from NBC is that he hugs people.
Okay.
He's a nice guy. He hugs people and he fist bumps. But that's it. He doesn't shake your hand or nothing else.
Huh.
Yeah. And he doesn't, like, when he's going downstairs, he doesn't touch the rail. He's always with his hands on his pockets.
It's so wild.
Yeah.
I can't imagine being that. I'm too lazy to be that afraid of him.
I don't imagine, like, his wife having sex with him. Like, what's the procedure?
Does he have a wife?
Yeah, he does.
I know.
I'm pretty
sex
sure
is
he
very,
does.
Like.
You know how old he is? That's what really surprised
okay,
me.
Okay, let me guess. Okay, wait. Let me really guess. If I had to really guess, I would say. Oh. Man,
Howie
he's
Mandel.
Ageless, you know, like
you know Howie, right?
Yeah, like 42.
No.
What?
60.
No.
I kid you not. I think that germaphobe thing works because that dude doesn't look 60. 60 years old. He's 60 years old. Don't believe me, people? Google it right now.
Wow, that's incredible. Old. He looks crazy, amazing.
I know. Like once
I
did that show, I Googled it. I'm like, oh my God. I can't really? Wow. Wow, that's insane. 60 years old. And he looks that great. Like he looks amazing. Honestly.
That's really wild. Howie Mandel.
You even said 42, you gave him 20 years less. Yeah. Almost. 18.
That's crazy. Well, see, you can be 60 before you make it big. Mm-hmm. Or I don't know. How long has Deal or No Deal been on? Probably a while now. We're getting old.
But he's not doing that show anymore. That's just reruns. You know that?
No. I don't have cable. I told you this. I don't have cable. I don't know anything that's going on.
I think he did that for like a bunch of seasons. Probably 8 or 9 seasons.
More than that.
And it's just reruns. Like what they show now. He's doing a bunch of other stuff. He's like in every other TV show he's in. He has that one called... Mobbed. It's called Mobbed. It's like, let's say you want to propose to somebody. They do it in a flash mob.
I saw like one episode of that.
It's a pretty cool show.
I would be kind of pissed if someone did that to me. Like, I don't want to be an NBC show right now. Like, let's just take it down a notch. You know, like, come on.
I mean,
wouldn't you be pissed? Like, that's kind of like asking a lot.
I would be pissed. I would do that show.
If I knew about it beforehand, I'd be excited.
I would do that show, but the other side, like the negative way, like be like somebody trying to like tell you something horrible through like a flash mob.
And did it like on that show?
Yeah. Like somebody's trying to.
Your mom died.
Nah, not to that level.
Like what?
But
that's
like
the worst thing I can think of.
Somebody like, I don't know, like, you know, somebody was a hater throughout all your life and you just want to tell him to fuck himself, you know? So a lot of people just come and like do this elaborate dance and start like flipping you off, saying fuck you and whatever. And like. And he just cries, you know. They had a show about bullies like that. It's called Bully Beatdown. It was on MTV. That it was like basically wimps that couldn't fight their bullies.
Oh my God, my friends should be on this show. They all say I'm a bully. All my friends should be the wimps on this show.
Yeah, they put you on with an MMA fighter, and he kicks your ass.
Shut up.
He just fucks you up.
Yeah. Oh my God, my friends would love to do that to me. That's hilarious.
You have like headgear and stuff, but he fucks you up. Like, he fucks you up.
I'm pretty strong.
I'm pretty sure they trained you before, so you know at least something.
Hell yeah.
But he fucked you up, like, on the show.
My friends would love to do that to me. They all say I'm a bully. I think I'm really nice, but...
You're a nice person. At least towards me. I don't know how you act with other people, but at least with me and the people I've seen from Groundlings around
See?
You...
everyone?
You're a nice person.
So nice.
Except for the part you interrupt me at the beginning.
Oh, no, the intro. We're back to the intro again.
Back to the intro.
By the way, let me just, in my defense, Steve did not prep me. He did not say how it would go. He didn't say how long this would even be. Okay? I got no information. So I thought, like, when he opened the thing, I was supposed to, like, you know, like, make it clear that I was here or, like, do something. Like, how am I to know?
I don't know. You should have radio etiquette.
Because of my 4 years at radio school. Yeah, definitely.
No, but you're an entertainer.
Right. I don't know.
You're an actress.
I listen to radio and it doesn't seem like there's protocol.
So whenever you listen to a show, the first person you hear is the guest.
No, all I did was go, woo. That's all I did. I wasn't like.
Yeah, but nobody said your name yet.
I was just showing my support for the show.
Don't you think the host is going to introduce you properly?
Absolutely, but I didn't know.
I even gave you your stage name, like out here on the spot.
I mean, that's another thing. There's protocol, you say, for these radio shows. I feel like being introduced with your real name is probably also protocol, wouldn't you say?
That's your real name, Miss Lena.
It's not really my real name. I don't think that's appropriate radio protocol.
Miss Lena.
I don't think that's not good radio etiquette, Steve, to introduce someone.
Yeah. See, every girl is going to name their daughter Miss Lena. And every guy is going to go to their favorite strip club and be like, hey, Miss Lena. I'm trying to get that Miss Lena tonight.
Have you ever been in the Jumbo? Oh, wait. Well, first of all, I need more wine.
Jumbo?
My Moscato is gone.
You want to get it or you want me to get it?
I'll get it. I mean,
I have to.
How does that work?
I mean, just go and get it. That's what I'm saying, because if I go and leave, you have to entertain the people.
I don't know.
People are still listening.
I don't know. Okay, wait. Okay.
But you just go
and
get
it. So I just take these off?
Yeah, just go get it. All right, people. While Lena is getting more wine, I want to tell you guys thanks for the support. Thank you so much for everything I've done. Everything. Absolutely everything. Because I'm getting massive support, especially from, like, Europe. It's crazy, man. We're getting really big over there. I'm going to show, as long as I pull up my stats, I can tell you specifically what places are supporting me the most. But I know for a fact that a lot of people, a lot of my fellow Asian lovers, like people from China, are watching me a lot. And people from Saudi Arabia. What the hell? That is crazy. I didn't know Steve Dev was going to reach so many places. And I, like I said, in like two podcasts ago, I think I got endorsed in England, in London, which is amazing. It's great. I can't believe my podcast is reaching a worldwide level, you know, because I always thought it was just going to stay USA. But, you know, if my supporters from around the world want to do it, then it's fine with me, you know. Just keep supporting. Keep sending me your amazing and great positive vibes. Keep sending your tweets. Keep subscribing and showing me amazing things like you guys always do. Because you guys are so freaking cute. You look all cute, and I just want to pinch your cheeks. That's all I want to do. Like, every time I see you guys, that's all I want to do. It's just grab you and just pinch you. Because you're so cute for supporting something and that I've been dreaming of doing for a long time.
Wait, smile.
Smile? You trying to take a picture?
Well, maybe I'll do a Snapchat right now.
Snapchat?
Everybody here listening, Snapchats, right? It's like the best thing that ever happened to me.
Snapchats and
tattoos. And I wish I was kidding, but it really is.
Okay, you know who's my second country listening, like top? Iraq. That's insane.
No.
So shout out to my fellow
What's
terrorists.
What's up, Iraq?
What's going on, terrorists?
Oh, that's not very nice.
I know it's not nice.
That's
I'm just
not
kidding.
Very PC,
I'm just kidding, people.
Speaking of proper etiquette here.
I'm just kidding, people. But I got to give a massive shout out, especially to the USA, because you keep being bad motherfuckers supporting this show and keep spreading the word about it. And I got a shout out to my people in Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Qatar, Ukraine, Armenia, Philippines, New Zealand, and Jamaica. And I, of course, I got to give a shout out to Puerto Rico. Come on, Puerto Rico. Come on, Puerto Rico. You can
That's
step.
His people.
You guys are right now number 15 of my top countries listening. So you got to step up your game, Puerto Rico. I'm from there. I want to see you guys at least number two. At least. That means you guys should be number one listening. But right now, USA is beating your ass.
America.
Said the country girl over here.
America.
Don't break my heart. That's honestly.
My achy, breaky heart.
That's honestly the only song I know country-wise. What are you doing? What are you doing?
I was Snapchatting. I told you I was Snapchatting.
Snapchatting
I was
who?
Very.
Who?
My peeps. Okay, you want to know? I was Snapchatting my best friend.
Somebody that I know.
Mm-hmm. Triana.
Triana? That's your best friend?
Well, no, I was just saying my best friends in general. Okay. I've been talking with Triana, hanging out with Triana.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
How she is? She cool?
How she is? She is good. She's good. She's cool. She's like in the whole like babysitting, trying to audition, blah, 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 circuit.
Isn't she like a writer? Or sort of
She's
like
a
that?
Ballerina. Is that what
I know that, oh. But she used to hang out a lot with Vance, and Vance is a writer.
Oh, he is? I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't know that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he's more of a writer than anything.
Oh.
I think he should be an actor if he's not, which I don't think he is. I just think he writes.
Oh.
But he looks like a good actor. Like
He looks
with.
Like a good actor. Because you can just tell by looking at him.
You can tell as I pour
How do I look?
This wine.
How do I look, Iraq? Do I look like a real LA actress?
Do you have any love, Iraq, for her? Do you wanna
You can follow me on Instagram.
That's Instagram.
I have 60K followers.
60K, you got 60 kilometers. Hell yeah. Get that.
Oh, wait, fist pump. I have fist pump? You have germs, yeah.
All right. All righty. She did the Howie
Lena
Mandel.
Lena D-E-E 24. That's my Instagram name.
That's your Instagram?
Yeah. L-E-N-A-D-E-E 24.
Repeat it one more time for the people that are cleaning their ears right now.
Oh, L-E-N-A, Lena, D-E-E, 24.
I like how
the number's 24.
I like how when you were saying it, you just went straight to your sexy voice.
Did I? Do I have a sexy? I didn't know I had a sexy voice.
Well, you were talking normal and then you went,
Lena. Oh, speaking of sexy voice, this is the thing for that movie. I feel like I get uncomfortable when I have to be sexual in public. Like, you know, like being sexual when you're being sexual is like normal.
Wait. You've been sexual in public?
Well, no, I mean like on camera or on stage or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, no. And so
I'm really comfortable.
No, I'm not. And not unless it's like in sexy moments, but like
except on plays though, on plays.
Plays, you know, like it's awkward sometimes.
No, plays is because most of the girl for some reason, I think it's something that somebody told me something that they do to throw the actor off or something. But the majority of the girls that I have like romantic scenes with or whatever, and like plays, they stink. Like they, like it's not. Like, I have to put all my effort to make it look sexy, but it's not feeling sexy at all, you know?
Right. Well, that's bad acting then, I suppose.
No, it's not. It's not bad acting. It's just, like, literally, like, their breath stinks or, you know, they just ate, like, a chimichanga.
Well, I feel like that's bad acting, partners. Like, you need to, like, look out for your friend. Like, I had to kiss somebody on stage once, and I would, like, make sure that I, like, chewed gum or, like, you know, yeah, like, had a beer.
Yeah, because, like, on TV.
Because, like, that's common courtesy, I feel like.
On TV, they make you, like, if you're
Oh,
gonna,
really?
Yeah, they're like, okay, put this mint, like, they literally shove a mint, like, up your throat.
Well, because, and on TV, too, you have to do it, like, 15
a lot of
times
time,
in a row,
sometimes,
yeah.
Sometimes, yeah.
But I don't know. But okay, so for this movie, the ADR I did, this movie called Cut. Everybody go see it. It's called Cut. It's a horror film. It's really scary. I've seen
parts
of it.
Where is it at? Where people
I probably like won't go see it because I'm like really a scaredy pants. Like I won't go see scary movies.
But where is it at? Where do people can check it out?
It's opening in like all the major cities in January.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, like so it'll be in Chicago, LA, New York.
No
other cities matter.
Or
yeah.
Or everywhere.
Yeah. I think select theaters.
What's theaters? Regal, AMC.
Stop asking me questions. I don't know the answer.
Hey,
Steve.
I'm trying to get
the
people.
Okay, I'm gonna find the answers. Okay.
And the people from Iraq.
what are they gonna do?
What are they gonna do?
And I had like this. There's one part where like the hooker's like seducing this guy, and I had to make like all her sexy noises. But I was so tired at that point, and I'd been eating red vines like all night.
Yeah.
So it worked out okay, but that was my sexy voice, I guess.
Yeah, keep it talking, girl.
Man, I fix my hair now.
Drop it like it's hot.
What is this?
I'm just doing this.
Oh, is this what's showing? Everyone's seeing?
Yeah.
Oh. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I'm all sunburned. I've been in the sun all day. Like, you know.
Yeah,
I was a
you'd
swim
be
coach.
Tanning.
I don't tan, Steve. I just coach. And today I was groped quite a bit. I would like to speak for a moment about this. So,
who groped you?
Children. So, being a swim coach means you also have to be assaulted in the breast region, like on a regular basis. Like, a lot of times it's just like kids, like, reaching out for you. Like, you're the nearest, like, your boobs are the nearest flotation device. So, like, they're, like, you know, like, copping a feel that way. Or, like,
how old are these kids?
I mean, like,
don't tell me 13 and 15.
No, but there's this 7-year-old. You tell me, Iraq, you tell me. Is this too old to be copying a feel at your swim coach? 7, this little boy, he's like, today he was like, boobies! And he like grabbed both my boobs right away. Like 7, you kind of know what you're doing, right?
Sort of.
You got,
but
like,
even I don't really remember 7, you know?
You don't remember it, but you are, when you were 7, you know that that's not appropriate. Like, you can't just grab your teacher's boobs at any time. Like, when you were in, like, first and second grade, would you have just grabbed your teacher's boobs?
Nah, but.
Yeah, no.
What I'm saying is that the
intention. Like, he knows what he's doing, but he knows he's young enough to still get away with it, which is even shittier.
Yeah, but the intention, the intention is not sexual. The intention is probably like, ha ha, I touch your boobs. It's not like, oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, I certainly
hope. Oh, that nipple.
But he knows, like, he shouldn't be doing it, and he knows he can get away with it because he's still seven. You know what I mean? It's like a smart seventh grader. Like, totally yeah. copying
he's
a
just a prankster. That guy's going to be a comedian. He's probably going to go to UF.
I think he's going
to
be...
Get a lot of racism and move
go to Florida.
To Hollywood. And
get
then
to, and get to
have
exercise
a radio
that
show
racism.
And interview Ms. Lena. Can I get
again, name is not Ms. Lena. Thank you.
That's the bit for
this
the
is
whole
the radio
show
etiquette.
For you.
This is the radio etiquette at its finest.
You know you
repeating
like,
not my name.
You like Ms. Lena. You know you love it.
No, I don't. It it's makes me feel like an old maid.
Once you
Ms. Lena.
Once you re-listen to
Lena,
this podcast.
Ms. Lena. Like, it's like who lives in like the crazy house down the street, like Miss Lena, like you know what I mean? Like
no,
crazy, like no one
sounds,
wants to go to their house because
it sounds
haunted.
More mysterious, you know.
I disagree. It sounds
Ms.
like an old
Lena.
Maid.
No, look, yeah, you just have to have the right tone, like Miss Lena. You know,
I mean, you could
like,
say anything in that voice, like lemon bars. Like you could say anything in that voice, and like
did you just say lemon bars?
It's all about voice thinking about food. Like you could say anything in that voice, and it makes a difference.
What's your favorite type of food?
You can't ask me that. It's so I could go on for
like
hours.
Type.
Okay,
Cuban,
well, I think
Chinese,
lately my
Puerto
favorite,
Rican, Dominican.
I think Mexican.
Really? Really?
Well, like breakfast burritos is
Mexican's
my favorite.
Mexican's like my number six. Like,
what's
that.
Your number one?
Number one, of course, my people. Puerto Ricans. They got the best food
they eat,
ever.
Oh, that's Cuban. I was thinking of.
I mean, Caribbean.
Plantains.
Yeah, they eat a lot of plantain based okay. stuff. Caribbean, like Dominicans, Cubans, and Puerto Ricans mainly eat like plantain based stuff like mofongo and mango.
Breakfast burritos, my favorite food. Breakfast burritos.
Breakfast burritos.
They're so good.
That's just
fucking
that's just an American.
Do you see the Instagram picture I posted of the breakfast burrito that I had?
That's like
so
an American Mexican.
Yeah, it's a totally cheating.
It's not even Mexican. It's just something
it's not,
Americans
it's just
said.
Something
Mexicans,
fat people eat.
Mexicans do it. So
it's just something fat people eat, which is fine with me. I fucking love breakfast burritos.
Are you gonna be like a really fat lady when you grow up?
I hope so. That? I can only hope. I'm just gonna let myself go one day. Like right
like
now, I'm like
Jabba the Hutt.
Absolutely, I'm gonna let myself go. You know, I'm hoping to be like a fat old lady who, like, one of those people that like old people that like wears like Tweety Bird T-shirts and like red plastic jewelry. Like yeah. That's like my goal. Like I want to be like her. Like I don't give a fuck. Like screw everything.
So
I'm gonna
be,
wear this Tweety Bird T-shirt and be fat, and no one is gonna tell me I can't do.
You
that,
just want to
you know?
Be a current Christy Alley, basically.
Oh, burn! Christy Alley is very talented.
Yeah, but she used to be.
She's still talented. She's just bigger.
Bigger and bitchier. That's the reason her career.
Why is she
went
bitchier?
Downfall. She's kind of a bitch.
She's like hasn't. I don't know anything about this. I just know that she's a talented person.
Oh, I always
who got fat,
I always read
which
and
is fine.
Hear about her that she has like an attitude towards everything.
Oh. Well, yeah, I feel like most people who've been in, like, Hollywood long enough. I mean...
Not necessarily. I met a lot of people in Hollywood that are really nice.
Yeah. I mean, but I could see why it's easy, though. I mean, I was teaching swim lessons even at the Beverly Wilshire. Mm-hmm. Like it's like a Rodeo and Wilshire for a celebrity family who I will not reveal the name of.
Reveal it. I want to know.
And, like, even just being there and, like, it was like... And I've taught lessons, like, at the Four Seasons in Chicago and, like, other nice places. But, like, this is, like, the nicest place I've ever taught. Mm. And, like, even, like, I filled up a little cup with water and I'm walking and I finish it. And some guy, like, turns around, comes back to me and is like, can I throw that away for you? Like, that kind of service. I'm like, sure. Like, I mean, I can do it, but, like, yeah, okay. Like, that kind of service and that kind of attention all the time. It's so easy to see how that could go to someone's head. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like that kind of like attention to detail and like it's all about you. You know what I mean? I can see why actors kind of go crazy because they're used to like that kind of attention and that kind of celebrity. And then all of a sudden, if people aren't throwing away their water cups for them, they freak out, you know?
So basically what you're saying is that if I gave you $1 million, going back to that question, you would just hire a bunch of slaves. That's
oh,
what
absolutely.
You would do.
No, really. I would hire... First, I want a personal chef because I feel like I could eat healthier and I wouldn't eat breakfast burritos and McDonald's Angus Deluxe burgers all the time if it was convenient. So I'd be like a personal chef.
How many
chef.
Times a week do you eat those?
Okay, let's not talk about it. It's not important.
Just tell me a number. Times a week.
It's not
a
important,
week, a week.
Steve. It's like, okay, if I'm drunk, I'll definitely go. So like, it depends on how many times I drink that week.
So that's your Taco Bell, basically. Because when I was in college, everybody's like, let's go to Taco Bell.
Yeah, it's my Taco Bell. It's because it's better than Taco Bell, and it's amazing.
Yeah. You know, in Puerto Rico, Taco Bell, they give you fries.
No.
Yes, and they are...
Puerto Ricans. They are
almost, or some say, even better than McDonald's fries.
Wow. I would go to Puerto Rico just for the Taco Bell fries.
Just for the Taco Bell fries.
Just for the Taco Bell fries.
They're amazing. And for some reason, I just like fast food. That's why they were saying, like, in 2015, everybody, like, not everybody, but, like, almost 93% of the whole island of Puerto Rico is going to be overweight, which is not true. But still, I understand why they say it is because when you go there, everything's so freaking cheap for the amount of, money that we invest here in, like, renting. We can buy a house in Puerto Rico. Okay. Buy. Not talking about rent. Buy.
Okay.
And when in fast food over there, way cheaper. Way cheaper. And even and they have crazy things. Like, so many people eat fast food in Puerto Rico. It's insane. Like, even in... They have combos that you don't even believe in the sense of, like...
Oh, my God. You're blowing my mind right now, Steve.
Yeah. Like, in KFC, you go and... When you get mashed potatoes, what are mashed potatoes served with? Gravy, right?
Hell yeah, they're served with gravy.
Yeah, it's mashed potato and gravy. In Puerto Rico, you know what they put? Mashed potatoes, cheese... And bacon.
Nice. How is everyone not fat? That's what I hate about other countries. We're the fattest country, but every other country has better food than us. It's kind of bullshit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, yeah. Every other country is skinnier than us. Because they, I don't know, don't need giant portions. I need giant portions to be happy.
Yeah, some other countries, you know, especially like, you know, Asian countries, they eat just natural stuff mainly.
Yeah.
That's what they were doing. I was watching. You should watch all those documentaries, like Forks Over Knives.
Oh, I've seen them all. Like, one time I got strep throat and I watched, like, them for a week.
You've seen
them
at
Gone. I'm only going to drink green smoothies the rest of my life. And then it lasted, like, one day. Yeah.
Oh, I still do it. No, they sell.
Green smoothies are great. Yeah, I don't know.
Have you done the green machine?
What brand is that? Yeah, no. Yeah.
It's called Naked, I think.
Yeah, Naked. I do that, and, like, you notice, like, in your skin, like, after you, like, really drink, like, a kale smoothie or something, like, you notice the difference. But then I've been getting
really into that because that's the only way I can get vegetables in my system. I honestly, I'm not a big vegetable guy, but I just take pills that are vegetable. Like, I have the nutrients and, like, the green machine. That's the only way I can get in my system. And you have to get in your
system. Apple Jacks have plenty of vegetables.
Fuck
fruit.
That.
Fruit. Is this fruit? Is this nutrients? This is, like...
That's probably bad for
apple
you.
Juice. It's probably bad for you. It's for sure. Like,
tell me, when was the last time you read that? The nutrition facts of the apple or the Apple Jacks.
What do you mean, what's the last time? Never?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't understand the question.
That's what I'm saying.
The first ingredient is sugar. Sugar, really.
See?
Sugar, corn flour blend. Sounds really healthy. I'm not saying it's healthy. I'm saying it's delicious enough.
Honestly, because my something... A lot of people that listen and follow the podcast know, but I know you don't know, and this is going to be a shocker for you, even though you don't know her. But my mom has cancer.
Oh.
And she's got diagnosed when I went back home. And when that happened, it opened my eyes and a lot of health concerns that I had. And I quit soda like 5 years ago, and
good
I'm happy. And I only drink like water, orange juice, and Mio. And you know what Mio is?
No.
No, people don't. Every time I bring somebody here, I'm like, you know what Mio is? I don't know
something
what the
Puerto
fuck it is.
Rican.
No, it's something American actually. It's like a little pouch that you.
Yes,
put in
I know
water.
What that is. I thought that's what you were talking about, but I wasn't. I didn't want to like say that because I was wrong.
No, it's that. It's
okay.
It's in zero calories, your sugar.
Right.
So I'm.
That's probably shitty for you then.
No,
it's like chemicals that you put in your. It's like Crystal Light or some aspartame bullshit, right?
Yeah, but that one is different though, because that one doesn't use like artificial shit like Crystal Light and all those.
Uh-huh.
That's why I only use that if I want, because you know you don't want to drink water all the time. Sometimes you're eating steak, you don't want to taste the steak as you swallow water. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so you want a little bit of flavor.
Okay.
Some kind.
So your mom
wash it down. And so, yeah, I've been, you know, watching what I eat more and whatever. So I've been lately, every time I go and do grocery shopping, I've been reading, you know, the ingredients. Mainly, that's the important thing. People just go and watch the nutrition facts because they go, oh, how many calories they have. Oh, how much, whatever sugar or anything. But they don't. What you really have to read is the ingredients, because the first ingredient that they put is the one that is most predominantly like dominated with.
So if it's like,
and if
corn
the first
syrup.
One is high fructose corn syrup or sugar or whatever, you know what you're getting into your mouth is poison, basically.
Yeah.
It's like I was talking to this guy at the gym today, and he was talking about Mountain Dew, and I'm like, that's one of the highest like in sugar drinks.
It's basically
every Mountain Dew you take is like taking almost like two Red Bulls.
Yeah, unless you're like on the tech crew of like the Wheaton Warrenville South High School production of Oklahoma, like you have no business drinking Mountain Dew. You know, like the techies always are like, I got my Mountain Dew fix.
Mountain Dew.
I'm sorry to hear that about your mom, but to shed some light on it, my mom just beat cancer, actually.
Yay!
She had, fist bomb, Howie Mandel style.
There you go.
Yeah, so my mom had cancer. She had throat cancer, and, like, her big joke was, like, all the doctors were telling her that, like, it's common in dogs. She's like, I have cancer of the throat, which apparently only dogs get and me. Because she never was a smoker. She wasn't a big drinker. So it's, like, also, like, I feel like if you do everything correctly, like, what you're doing, like... You know, it's such a weird thing. Like, it can happen to anybody. Like, we're all fallible and we're all, you know what I mean? Like, it's also like, you just gotta, life is precious and you have to appreciate it, even if you are like following all the rules per se. But she beat throat cancer and it was really tough on her. Like, I've never seen my mom in so much pain. Like, I don't know if you've ever gotten strep throat as an adult. I mentioned it earlier, but like, it's the worst. Like, getting that, I can't explain to you like the amount of pain it was. And like, people say that like about like getting their tonsils removed as an adult, it's way worse. And my mom was like, I've just never seen her in so much pain. Like, she could barely swallow. She was getting like 300 calories a day, but like the thing she got out of it at the end, and like it was a really hard battle. Like, I'm not trying to take away from that at all. And it was hard on us, and like it was sad to see my mom like that. But afterwards, she got really skinny, and so now she's like super skinny and like totally loves it, and like bragging all the time about how skinny she is. It's like driving me nuts. Like, she'll text me, like, I'll be like, Mom, I'm fat and I can't be in this movie, and she'll be like, well, just try not eating. Oh my God, you got cancer and now you're skinny, and she's like rubbing it in my face. I'm like, oh my God, she's so funny though.
Well, no. Does your mom, like, does she have like a new diet that she does?
Yeah, well, like now, like that she's super skinny, hot mom. She's like, oh yeah, it's protein and small meals throughout the day, and like, you know, like 1,000-calorie-a-day diet. Like, she's like super like hot mom on a regimen. Like, you know, she's all in this kick.
You never, you know, taken like, your mom to McDonald's?
Well, she came to LA and she's like, now I see why you go to McDonald's all the time, because it's convenient. Like, you can't find parking anywhere here. You can't, like, you know what I mean? You try to go to a bar, it costs $1,000 million to like eat and drink, and then you can't drive home because you're drunk. And like, she's like, oh, I see why you go to McDonald's. It's fast and convenient, you know?
Yeah.
But no, my mom, like, you know, for all that she suffered through, like, she deserves to have that. Now she's so skinny. She loves it. She's so funny. But, no, it's not. It's
sometimes being skinny is a problem. It's been my, that's my life story.
Oh God, we can't, this discussion is over then. Oh man, I'm too skinny. Wah, my name's Steve.
I know, it's people. Whenever
how
I
do
talk,
you feel about that Iraq? He's bullshit, right?
That's not bullshit.
It's total bullshit. He's a total asshole.
When you're trying to be an athlete when you're a kid, it's hard. It's
hard. Well, when you're trying to be like a fat, like I said, fat eighth grader writing in her journal crying.
Hey, but if my friend, he was fat and he was saying when he was a kid that he wanted to be a model, and he when he was 19, he went to the gym like the whole year and he did his spin, his spinnies, whatever it's called, that you bicycle all day, and he was running and he was doing his cardio and everything, and he lost mad weight and now he's extremely model looking guy.
Mm-hmm.
And if he did it, it is possible. For me, it was like that too. Like, I thought I would never get, I'm not even a big guy at all, at all. But I was way skinnier, like, before.
Don't you love, like, how do you not just eat more? Like, I don't get the logic there.
It, I mean, it's good, but it's bad. It's just because, like, you're always, you know, like, hey, you know, I want to do, like, for example, I want to box for the longest, and now I'm trying to get into jiu-jitsu, which is MMA, for the whole UFC, whatever. I'm not trying to be a UFC fighter, but I'm just trying to do it just to do it. But in order to do it, I have to get to a certain weight level, you know, because they place you because of your weight. And so it's kind of hard, especially for me. Like, I can lose pounds like crazy, but to gain it, like, I have to be like in red. I know it's backwards for
horrible.
You.
Horrible. The worst thing I've ever heard in my life. So annoying. I want to shake him right now. He's too far away. I want to shake you.
But I mean,
it's so hard.
I got 99
weight,
problems.
Losing weight is simple.
And losing weight ain't one. I can tell you that.
I got 99 problems, and not stuffing my face with a breakfast burrito every morning is one.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. But I mean, I'm telling you, people got problems.
Yeah.
Some people,
yeah.
The problem is that you don't have, other people have it. And problems
absolutely.
Other people
you're
have
right.
It
we all have our own
have.
Cross to bear, right?
Yeah.
We all have our own cross to bear. And I wish the best for your mom. I wish that a speedy recovery and an easy time for your family. It was not fun, but.
And I wish the best for you because now you're going to be called Miss Lena by everybody
again,
you're
not
encountering
my name.
In life. and your mom's gonna keep on rubbing it in your
she's
face.
She's gonna still be skinnier than me the rest of my life now, apparently. She loves it. She's owning it. Like, it's
hey,
her shit.
Hey, you're
she
a swim coach.
It.
You're
she
supposed to
it.
Be burning out calories when you're teaching
swimming
those
actually doesn't burn as many calories as you all think. I want everyone to know that.
Do you know I read in Wikipedia that it says
oh, because Wikipedia is the most accurate.
I mean, I also read it in About.com and MD.com. It said that
again,
every time a 7-year-old squeezes your boobs, you lose 7 pounds.
I'm so thin.
I mean, he only squeezed
just
it
today.
Once.
Poobies! But yeah, that's like, that's 1 7-year-old. This has been happening for years since I started teaching swim. Mm.
So fun. But Lena, is there anything you want to plug? Like Twitter, Facebook? I know you plugged your Instagram earlier, but plug anything and everything you
let's
want people
see.
To check out right now.
Yeah, my
now.
Facebook, Lena Dansdill. That's DANSDILL. My Instagram, LENADEE 24. I don't have a Twitter anymore. I deleted it because it was searchable on Google and it made me nervous when I was
why?
Trying to get a job. When I was trying to get a job in LA.
A job in
I didn't
what?
Want parents like seeing
what?
It.
A job in
being
what?
A swim instructor and being a swim coach and stuff. I didn't want like, because all I wrote about was being hungover. So I was like,
oh.
I was like, I can't have people like parents reading this. I'm
okay.
Just like, it was, I
only
was like,
write
I'm hungover.
Jokes.
Yeah, no. So, let's see what else. My movie, 108 Stitches. You can like it on Facebook or Instagram at 108 Stitches. What else? Cut. Oh, yeah. Cut. The movie Cut. It's a horror film. I am Hooker Number 3's voice.
Hooker Number 3.
I wish I had Hooker
Number
3's body.
Not two. She's number three.
Number three.
That's Dwayne
third
Wade's
time's a charm.
Number.
That's right. that's all I have to plug today, I guess. There will be more in the future, though.
There will be more in the future.
I
want to
say
sure.
My friend Samantha Gold is moving here next month, and we have some good stuff coming. So Samantha Gold, you can also find
Samantha Gold
on Facebook.
That sounds like a porn star name.
Oh,
honestly, Samantha
really?
Gold.
Samantha Gold.
That sounds like 100% porn star right there. Samantha.
It sounds
Gold.
Just like Jewish person to me. Samantha
really?
Gold. Yeah.
No, because like you know. Porn star always go like, oh, for example, Nicki Minaj, they go Kiki Minaj, and they change like sort of celebrity.
Okay, what would you
like.
Change Samantha Gold to?
Nothing, because it sounds already like you're...
It's already as porn as you can get, Samantha.
Yeah, you got Gold, and you got Samantha. Like, Samantha is the slutty one in Sex and the City, right?
That's absolutely correct.
And then Gold, you know, it's like, I want money, I want cash. Cash for gold.
Slutty Samantha from Sex and the City, who wants money?
Samantha Gold.
You're a slut.
Yeah, guys, but that was Lee Miss Lena. and
ruin the intro, ruin the interview,
ruin the
hot mess.
But it was amazing, sign. Man. I'm pretty sure she's going to be back because she's freaking fun and she has crazy, crazy stories. And I'm always delighted to see friends, man. And I haven't seen you in how long? A long
a while,
time.
A while.
A while.
You didn't
while.
Slap me. I'm happy about that.
No, I just bumped you twice.
No, I'm drunk. No necessary for me to slap you.
She's drunk over wine, people. She's easy. Go get her. Get
yikes.
That love.
Yikes.
Get that love. She's looking for love, people. But anyway, if you have time after you check everything Lena has to offer, go to stevedesk.com and just check it out. Go there. You know, I made the website. I'm pretty proud of it. So just go comment, maybe, you know, like something. I don't know. Just go check it out if you want to. If not, it's fine. It's okay, you know?
Oh, my God.
And nothing, guys. I will see you on the next podcast, which will be next week. Who's going to be? I don't know because I haven't booked anybody yet, but I'm going to book people up. hopefully Emily's here and she talks shit about you.
I did not talk any shit about Emily, by the way.
No, I know you didn't. I know you didn't. And she's going to listen to the podcast, and I'm pretty sure, you know, she'll make her judgment.
Oh, yeah.
So if she wants to talk shit about you, she could do it.
And she can.
And then every week, we'll have you come in and then her come in, and then one day we'll make the confrontation.
Oh,
that's great podcasting, people. I just made a whole show. All right, guys. See you next time. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Steve Des Island Podcast. Be sure to visit stevedes.com for more information about this episode, as well as past and future episodes. Rate and review this episode on iTunes. Don't forget to follow Steve Des on Twitter at SteveDesTV and like him on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/SteveDesShow. See you next time.